Good evening. Welcome, Kitzushokan Archiyomi, for the 11th of Kislev. Getting very, very close to Hanukkah. Bezer Shemis, Baruch Shemayim. We are up to Simen Chafhei, Sif Aleph. Baruch Hashem, we're discussing a brand new topic away from Sifrei Torah. Not Hashem, we're trying to get away from the Sifrei Torah topics, but a brand new topic, a little more straightforward and a little more familiar. Sif Aleph. Oimrim Ashrei v'Tehillah David Gomer. A person says Ashrei and Tehillah David, which is what follows Ashrei. Utzrichin lechaven bo yehetiv. A person has to concentrate very, very much when you say Ashrei after Shemoneh Esrei and after Tachanun. Ubiprat, and specifically a pasuk Paiseach es yadecha. Specifically, when you say the words Paiseach es yadecha, which means that Hashem, you open up your hand and you satisfy the appetites of all living beings. And all the needs of living beings. So that's what a person needs to focus on most. But of course, you should focus on the entire Ashrei. A person must concentrate fully. As we said earlier, when we discussed Ashrei during Pesukah de Zimra. And over there, and it's something that I really tried to do since the Kitzur said it, that he said that the first thing you should be focusing on is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should provide sustenance for all of the Jewish people. He should provide sustenance for myself. And that's what you should be thinking when you say Paseach HaShadechu must be HaLechol Chai Ratzon. Sif Beis. Acher Kach Oymer L'Naman Atzeach. After we say Ashrei, we say Laman Atzeach. And these are the days which we do not say Laman Atzeach. Very famously, the days are Rish Chodesh, Chanukah, we don't say Laman Atzeach on Rish Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim. Similarly, in a leap year, on what we would call Purim Katan. Erev Pesach, the Erev Yom Kippurim, Tisha B'Av, on those days as well, we don't say Laman Atzeach. Gam Ein Oimrim Oyseh Beveisa Evel. We also do not say Laman Atzeach in the home of an Avol Le'aleinu. Ubiyom She'ein Oimrim Laman Atzeach, on the day when Laman Atzeach is not said, Gam Kel Erech HaPayim Ein Oimrim, we also do not say Tachanun or the Kel Erech HaPayim prayer, which is said right before Kriyas HaTorah. So you don't say Laman Atzeach on those days. There is an opinion, certainly by Chabad, and by some Sfaradim, that they don't say Laman Atzeach on any day that Tachanun is not said. It's not the minhag of Ashkenaz, and that's not the minhag of the Kitzur. Sif Gimel, Oimrim Kedushas Uvol Etzion. We say Uvol Etzion following Laman Atzeach. Im Atargum, we say with an Aramaic translation. If you look inside, you see by Targum, there is a Targum in Uvol Etzion. A person must be exceptionally careful to say this Kedusha that's in Uvol Etzion with total concentration, but the Targum should be said quietly. Now, it's interesting why Targum is said quietly. In general, we avoid saying Targum out loud. Note 8, it says the Kedusha itself is said out loud. However, the Targum is said quietly. For Kabbalistic reasons, prayers that are recited in Aramaic are generally not recited publicly. We therefore recite the Targum quietly in an effort, in effect, reciting it as individuals rather than as a congregation. When praying alone, however, one may recite even the Targum aloud. So Targum is said quietly, and many, many Targumim are said quietly, like, for example, Brich Shemei, which is said by Kriyas HaTorah, is said quietly. We avoid saying Targum out loud. The only exception, famous exception to that, is Kaddish. Sif Dalet. Also, Lo Odom, Lo Tzis Mi Beis HaKnesses, it is prohibited for a person to leave Shul, Kaidim Kedusha Zu, before Uvol Etzion. In fact, I was talking to my class today about how exceptionally important Uvol Etzion is based on a Gemara Mesechta Saita. The Gemara says over there that Kol Yom V'Yom is worse than the day before it. And then the Gemara asks, so how is that? How is it the world survives? So the Gemara says, by saying Uvol Etzion, and also Kaddish Derabbanan. Sif Hei, so obviously has extremely great importance. Sif Hei Yesh Lahad Yolamer, a person should endeavor to say this Kedusha of Uvol Etzion Im HaTzibur along with the congregation. V'lachem, therefore, Im Bolu Beis HaKnesses, if a person came to Shul, V'shosh HaTzibur Oimrim Oiso, while the congregation is in the middle of saying Uvol Etzion, Yoimri Mayim, you should say Uvol Etzion with the congregation. Af Kaiden Tvilasa, even if he's davening a later minion, he should say that Uvol Etzion with them. V'adin D'yachal Amr, similarly, if necessary, he can say it Kaidim Shnei HaPsukim, before reciting the two verses that immediately preceded, meaning if you have to skip the words Uvol Etzion and Vani Zois Brisi, that is acceptable if you're going to be saying Kedusha together with the Tzibur by the Kedusha of Uvol Etzion. The Hainu Uvol Etzion, the Gemara Vani Zois Brisi, you could skip the Psukim, and after you have said the Kedusha of Uvol Etzion, you can go back to those two Psukim. Certainly, if necessary, a person can skip Ashrei and Lamanatzeach in order to say this Kedusha, Kedusha Zuhim, and see where in order to say the Kedusha of Uvalatzin. And then once again, like we said, you can go back to say those parts that you skipped. Sif Vav. And once again, look, we're going through the entire davening. After Ashrei Lamanatzeach Uvalatzin, we say Aleinu. Again, once again, this follows Minog Ashkenaz. After the completion, we say Aleinu. We say after Volitzian, we say Aleinu. Utzrichin la'omer be'ema uve'yira. A person should make sure to say Aleinu with awe and reverence. And this is very famous, and I've always tried to repeat this to as many people as I can. In note 10, it says that Hashem and all the angels come to listen as Aleinu is recited. It must therefore be recited with awe and reverence. Every Malach and HaKadosh Baruch himself comes to listen, so to speak, when a person says Aleinu. V'Yeshua tiknoi b'shah shekavash yirichai. And Yeshua composed the prayer of Aleinu at the time when he conquered Yericho, which is in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua. And after Aleinu, we say the Shir Shalyayim, Ushar Mizmarim, and other Kapitel Chtahelim, B'chol Mokem, Umokem Kifim Minhagim, whatever that community's minhag is, they follow what their minhag is and say many kapitulach after davening. But at the very least, you say Aleinu, and then you say the Shir Shal Yeim. Sif Zayin, Kishyetzim Beis HaKnesset, when a person leaves shul, Oymer HaPosik, a person should say this posik, Hashem Nicheni. We see a posik that has the words Hashem Nicheni B'tzitkosecha, Leman Sheiroi, HaYishar Lefani Dekech, which means Hashem, you should guide me in your righteousness because of my watchful enemies. Make your way straight before me. That's what a person says when they come out of shul. And it's in many siddurim. My siddur has it at the end of davening. And when you're backing out of the shul, you should bow towards the aron. Like a student who is parting from his master. When he leaves the shul, a person should never leave shul with his back towards the aron. Rather, one should walk sideways when he's walking out. Similarly, upon descending from the Aron Kodesh or from the Bima, a person should not have his back towards the Aron Kodesh. Sif Ches, Kishiyetzim Beis HaKnesset, when a person leaves Shul, Osir Lorets, Olif Soyab, Siyagasa. Aside from making sure that your back is not towards the Aron Kodesh, a person should also make sure that he is not running or taking large steps away from Shul. Levisha Mara Atzma, because this gives the impression, Sheikuv Beis HaKnesset, that remaining in Shul, Dima Olav Lamasa, is extremely burdensome to him. And you want to make it seem like it's a bother to be in Shul. Bamedvar Murm, when are we discussing that? Kishelech Las. When a person intends to leave shul in order to go to work, but if he's leaving shul in order to go to yeshiva, mitzvah l'aretz, so then a person gets a tremendous mitzvah by running out of shul. And Baruch Hashem, we finish Sif Chaf. Hey, oh, Baruch Hashem, we get to start a new simon. Simon Chaf. We get to start Simon Chaf. Simon Chaf. We're starting right away, which is a part of davening, which we certainly hope that many people will not have to participate in. Simin Chavav Sif Alf Nimtzu Midrashim Harbit Maisias. There are many stories found in the Midrashim that what ki al yedei sha ben oimer kaddish, which relate that when a son says kaddish, bishril aviv va'imai, because for his father or mother who have passed away, le'aleinu nitzalim min hadin, how the parents are saved from a harsh judgment by the children saying Kaddish. Alkein noigim loimer Kaddish. Therefore, the minhag has been derived from these midrashim that we say Kaddish for a deceased parent. V'chein lalos lemaftir, as well as to get maftir. It's also a very powerful thing for the person who is a yasim to get maftir. U'lesper lefnei atzeiv, and also to be a chazan. But prat matzei Shabbos, specifically to be the chazan on matzei Shabbos, shu azman, because matzei Shabbos is the time shechayzer ha'neshamas legehenim, when the neshamas are going back to Gehenna after Shabbos. And therefore, it's a very, very powerful time for children to daven for their parents. V'chein b'chol ha'arvis, similarly, at every ma'ariv, at every evening service, a person should be a chazan for their parents, for their parents, because at nighttime, this is a Kabbalistic idea, a machshava idea, that darkness is a time when judgment intensifies, and therefore it's more powerful, more needed to say Kaddish at that time. And there are a lot of halachas as relates to Kaddish, al piyam and hagam, based on minhag, and we're going to go into some of these halachas. Sif Beis, B'seich Shiva. If Nebuch, a person, is in the middle of Shiva, sitting Shiva, bein shu katan, bein gadol, regardless of whether the person mourning is a minor, a child, or an adult, bein taishav, bein oireach, and regardless of whether he is a resident of that kila or a guest, yesh like kol hakadishim, he has precedence for every kaddish that is recited in shul. V'deicha kol ha'avelim, as long as he's within Shiva, he pushes away every other mourner from their ability to say kaddish. V'afilu poga ha'regel teich Shiva, and even if a yomtiv occurs during Shiva, hamivatel gzeira Shiva, and because that yomtiv has occurred during Shiva, so the laws of mourning are canceled. He no longer has to sit Shiva. V'chein la'acher Shiva shemivatel gzeira shloshim, or if we're talking about a person during the shloshim, where a yomtiv has occurred during his shloshim, and that cancels out the requirements of shloshim. Myself, I was sitting Shiva during the aser simei Shiva. And then Yom Kippur came and that canceled my Shiva. And then Sukkot came and canceled my Shleishim. Le'inin Kaddish ein mevatel. In regard to the laws of Kaddish, the time periods are not canceled. V'chein lo yamrin le'inin Kaddish. Similarly, in regard to Kaddish, we do not say mixes ayem kikulay, that part of the day is like a full day. Meaning, the halacha is that if Nebuch, a person, is sitting Shiva, so he does not have to sit the seventh full day. Rather, if a person just sits part of the day, just the morning, a person already gets up that morning. We don't require them to sit the entire day. And that goes similarly on the 30th day of Shleshim. It doesn't have to have the full day of Shleshim. But as relates to Kaddish, we don't let the part of the day satisfy the full day requirement. He has to say Kaddish the entire day. Even as it relates to the seventh day of Shiva, he still says Kaddish by Mincha of that day. He still has the Kaddish by Mincha because he is still considered an Ovel. And he's still within Shiva as it relates to Kaddish. Umoinim Shiva Ushleshim, and these 7 and 30 day periods are counted miyam akur from the day of burial and not from the day of Ptir, the day the person passed away. The Avo Bisha Avel Loy Shoma Miyada, even if the mourner did not hear immediately about the death of the person he is mourning for, the noig acher kach shiva yemei evil, and is therefore conducting a belated 7 day mourning from the moment that he hears about it. Mikol Magen Leinin Kaddish. Nevertheless, in regard to Kaddish, it doesn't go from the 7 days that he heard about it. Ein Leidin Shiva, he doesn't have the 7 days from when he hears about it. Rather, he has the 7 days from the moment of the burial. V'chein im meis beregel. Similarly, if the death of a person happened during Yom Tov, my grandfather was nifter during on Chol Hamoed Pesach. Moinin Leinin Kaddish. In regard to Kaddish, the 7 day period is counted miyam hakvura. Once again, it starts from the day that the burial happened. Whenever that burial happened, that is when it starts. Just a quick story that when I was in Shloshim for my father, so I was in Eretz Yisrael at the time, and it was Chol Hamoed Sukkos, and my menig is that even during that time, we daven for the Amid and say Kaddish certainly. And there was a fellow, he was being very, very obstinate. He did not want to allow us, me and my brother, to daven for the Amid. And when asked why he doesn't let us, so he told us that he is already davening for the Amid. Who is he davening for the Amid for? His mother-in-law. He's davening at the Amid for his mother-in-law, and therefore was pushing me and my brother, who were trying to daven for the Amid for our father. So he said, I don't want to say that joke, but he said that that we shouldn't get to daven for the Amid because during Chol Hamoed you don't daven for the Amid. So I said that he's contradicting himself, because first of all, I do daven for the Amid, and second of all, if he doesn't daven for the Amid, then why is he daven for the Amid for his mother-in-law? So he got very, very mad that I explained that he's contradicting himself, and we didn't start up with him, and we dive in someplace else, and that's just how it was. But it certainly, as we're going to talk about the halachas of Kaddish, le'alenu v'le'albaninu, nobody should have to deal with this type of issue for very, 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 very many years, and Bezus HaMashiach should come before them, and nobody should be dying, and Tchias HaMesim should happen, Bekarav Mamish. But people know that this is a very, very touchy time where people have a tremendous, tremendous conflict, and therefore everyone should make sure to remain b'shalom with each other. And that's certainly a tremendous chus for the nifter. Everyone should have